You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. We are praying. We are praying unto the Lord. We are looking unto Him. We are making our petitions known unto Him. Okay, hallelujah. We are glorifying God. This is where we are praying. Amen. So let us start praying. Let us start worshiping. I am Mika. You are blessed. And what we are doing right now is worshiping the Lord God Almighty in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you right now for this blessed moment. Lord God, we exalt you. Hallelujah. Over everything, over the things, the people, the situation, the conditions. We are exalting you right now. We are giving all of our attention unto you right now. Nothing, no one else matter, not even us. We don't matter. You matter. Hallelujah. And because we're making you, hallelujah, the matter of this now, hallelujah, you are attending to our matters. Hallelujah. Because you are better than good. You are gooder than good, Lord. You are gooder than good. And so we just exalt you, and we just want to come and say, Lord God, first of all, we thank you, and we declare that you are almighty, that you are Alpha and Omega, that you are the beginning and the end, that you are the first and the last, that you are. We're singing your praises right now. The Bible says in Psalm 100 to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. Hallelujah. And the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercies are everlasting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And his truth endureth always. Hold on, let me just make sure I got that last part right. Because I need to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebo Sondaya. Thank you, Lord. For his mercy everlasting, his truth endure to all generations. Yes. So, God, we just thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. When is the last time where we blessed the Lord? Mm-hmm. We can bless him. We're seeking his blessings. We're blessing him today. Yes, Lord. We bless your name. We bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. We exalt you. We magnify you. We illuminate you. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you that you inhabit the praises of your people and you're inhabiting our praises. We need you. We thank you for filling our atmospheres with your presence, oh God, and make us sensitive to your presence right now. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I must go that the Comforter, that our advocate, hallelujah, that the Paraclete, that the Holy Spirit comes and be with us. And so, God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Yes, we need the Holy Spirit in our place. We need the Holy Spirit amongst us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit in this hour of prayer. Hallelujah. We decrease that you may be increased, oh God. We call you King of Kings. We call you Lord of Lords. We call you Great I Am. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are our Helper. You are our Provider. You are our Waymaker. You are our Peace. Ah, Shanderobo Sokorobasia. You are, hallelujah, Elohim. You are our Lord. You are Adonai. Hallelujah. You are Abba, Father. Hallelujah. You are our everlasting Father. Wonderful counselor you are. Yes, you are our therapist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need your therapy. Yes, we need your therapy, oh God. Hallelujah. We need your love. Hallelujah. We need your comfort. Hallelujah. We need you to minister to us. Hallelujah. As we bless your name, we want to hear what thus saith the Lord. We want to hear your message unto us regarding the thing, the person, the how to, the what to do. Come on, hallelujah. Rabashia taya. We need you, oh Lord. We need you, hallelujah. We are desperate for you. We are in dire need of you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We applaud you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise right now. Hallelujah. Our hallelujah is a access code. Our hallelujah is a key that opens doors. Our hallelujah is a weapon. Hallelujah. That fights on in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Oh, our hallelujah. It sets us free from things that we've been bound by and don't know how to get unstuck. Our hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit. Oh, God. Our hallelujah will cause us to become unstuck from things. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Our hallelujah. Ooh, I see it like a wind gusting and opening a door. I see our hallelujah has the ability to soften and wash the hearts and minds and perspectives and cause us to let go of, amen, some things that have that even keeps us bound in a place of wrongdoing, like how we were wronged or just stuck and not able to forgive. Our hallelujah does more than what we even realize as we give God the highest praise. Lord God, we say, thine kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, we are declaring and decreeing heaven on earth. Hallelujah. We present ourselves unto you, O God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove your good and your perfect and your acceptable will. Hallelujah, O God. Yes, and I know that your will is that we give thanks in every circumstance, hallelujah, that we rejoice always. This is something that our natural selves, our carnal selves, our carnal mind doesn't understand, cannot compute. Why would I rejoice? There's some things that are not rejoice worthy. Ah, Lord, that's why we need to present ourselves unto you constantly, daily, that we become more one with the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to constantly present ourselves a living sacrifice that our belief system in you grows and strengthens. Hallelujah, Rabasaya. We believe, oh God, hallelujah, in your miracle working power, Lord God. We believe that what we see on this earth as complicated, yes, hallelujah, impossible, yes, hallelujah, over, dead, not ever gonna happen, is not even a option. Lord God, we believe that in that place, in that dry place, in that valley place, in that grave place, in that destitute place, in that wilderness place, in that famine place, you, God, are able, hallelujah, hallelujah, to breathe your breath of life, Lord. Oh, yes, and create a ripe place, a fruitful place, a feasting place, a harvest place, a rejoicing place, a dancing place, a laughing place, a renewed place, a hopeful place, a faith-filled place, a life more abundant place, a land flowing with milk and honey place, a way out of no way place. Woo, 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 yes, we thank you, God, a reconciled place. Yes, oh God, we thank you, Jesus, an increased place, a prosperous place. Come on, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank a quickening place. Yes, an alive place. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your presence. I pray that your presence will overtake every one of us, the atmospheres where we're in, the offices, hallelujah, the studios, the apartments, the cars, the bedrooms, bathrooms, living rooms, wherever we're walking to and fro. Yes, Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for this blessed relationship with you, oh God. Thank you for bringing us into an understanding, hallelujah, that we couldn't come into on our own, hallelujah. This is why we need not lean on our own understanding, because our own understanding will fail us. Our own understanding, hallelujah, will deceive us. Our own understanding. This is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Shall we read it? Our own understanding. Our own understanding will lead us astray. Hallelujah. I don't even know where I'm at. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Our own understanding. I thank you, Holy Spirit. What happens, Holy Spirit? Let's ask the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit. And anything that comes out of my mouth, that's the Holy Spirit answering. Because I don't even know what happens when we lean on our own understanding. There's a reason why you're telling us to trust you, Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. There's a reason why you're telling us to trust you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Exactly where we are. This is a situation. The requirement is to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Because here we go, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit saith, because leaning on our own understanding, hallelujah, will cause us to make the wrong decision. Leaning on our own understanding will say it's over when God says, hallelujah, I'm just beginning. Ah, karabosia. Leaning on our own understanding, here we go, this is scripture, will say the thing is dead when Jesus is saying it's sleeping. Yes, there is scripture, I believe it, one place, one instance. There's several instances where God, Jesus spoke that the thing is a sleeping thing. And people didn't understand. Even the disciples didn't understand. Hallelujah. And they said it's a dead thing. And they laughed Jesus out because they thought they knew better. Ah! Yes, Lord. Ah! Hold on. Let's see. Let's just see one instance. So you know that I'm not making this up. This is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Another reason why the Word of God, Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit is telling us to lean not on our own understanding, because the kingdom of God, the system of the kingdom of heaven, operating in the kingdom of heaven, God wants us to depend on Him because He is dependable. He's the only one, the only thing. I don't know why I am like out of point to you guys. Hallelujah. I need to point to me. Hallelujah. We need to point to God. Hallelujah. But God wants us to depend on Him because He is the only one that's dependable. No one, no thing on this earth is more dependable than God. Then Yahweh, He wants us to depend on Him like the sheep depend on their shepherd. Ooh, let us not be led astray because we are depending on things and people and ourselves and ways of life. Hallelujah. That this earthly and worldly system says, oh, that's good. And God said, no. That's the wrong way. Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. Ooh, Jesus, yes. Okay, so what are we reading? This is about leaning not on our own understanding, because Jesus will say one thing in the situation and the circumstances, and even us and our feelings will say another. Then in that place, who are we going to believe? Who are we going to believe when the still small voice seems like it's just fainting, and it was spoken like it was just in a like an imaginary thing, and it's just fleeting, and that's not real. But it is. It's more real than what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, what I'm seeing and feeling and hearing right now is temporary. It's temporary. Ah! Okay. Yes, we are agreeing with what thus saith the Lord. If God didn't say it, I don't care if everybody around me is saying it. If God didn't say it, I disagree. I'm going to have to reject. I object. Even okay, Holy Spirit, thank you. Even if the things on the earth like push even further to that being the truth, like it's like more things are happening where it's just lining up, like it's getting worse, or it's like just like, no, this thing is not going to happen. It's getting even drier. It's scripture. We about to read it. If God didn't say it, I don't care if the thing is like, I don't care if they didn't walk down and it's just absolutely the opposite of. I don't care even if they're saying, if God says something about the person or the thing or whatever, and they're saying opposite, it doesn't even matter. If God didn't say it, I'm not agreeing with it. I'm going to stand on God's word. In the midst of the storm, I'm standing on God's word. In the midst of the fire, I'm standing on God's word. In the midst of the dryness, I'm standing on God's word. Hallelujah. In the midst of the famine, I'm standing on God's word. In the midst of the affliction, we are standing on God's word. Okay, let's read. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. We're standing on the word of God. We're agreeing with You, Holy Spirit. Ooh, Jesus. Let me tell you something, just side note, how good God is. There was two places in scripture that the Lord put on my spirit, and I didn't know which one we were going to be meditating on, praying on and through, standing on as the basis of what God is speaking to us on this day. And the Holy Spirit just made it clear, because we're about to read Matthew chapter 9, starting at verse 18. And this was one of the passages. It was this one or another one. And so God just spoke. So we just thank you that this is the Holy Spirit. I thank you. So Matthew 9, verse 18. And this is when Jesus is on the earth in his ministry. Amen. We thank you for the ministries, oh God, that you are starting, have started, even if the ministry looks a little sketchy. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see how worse it is? You see how bad it is? But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Ah, that's us looking at Jesus and not our situation. That's us looking at God and not the thing on the earth. That's us keeping our eyes on God. Hallelujah. And reaching to the Lord. Oh, we about to read something else that if I can just reach and touch. That I don't care what it looks like, God. You're able. So who should we be running to in this time? What truth? There's only one truth, okay? There is only one truth. If it's not God's truth, I don't care what my truth, what I think. I'm talking about my truth. I don't have a truth. I have God's truth. We don't have God's truth. It's the Lord's truth that is the truth. He said, I am the truth. We need to seek the truth. That's why we got to lean not on our own understanding, because our own understanding will have us speaking a truth. And if it's not aligned with the truth, then it's a lie. Then it's a falsehood. And sometimes our truth that we think we have comes out of a brokenness. So how truthful is that truth? How truthing is the truth truthing? If the truthing is truthing out of a lying place, a broken place. Oh, God. I don't even know. I feel like I'm talking too much. Ah, Shataya. Let's read scripture. A little less talking, a lot more reading. Come on, somebody. My Father who art in heaven. My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just keep reading. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Remember, we're touching. We're reaching and touching. We're running to Jesus. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. This is the truth that she's holding on to. That I'm not looking at my issue of blood. We're not looking at our issue of finances, our issue in the relationship, our issue in the workplace, our issue of needing a job, our issues of whatever, of physical issues, whatever the issues are. No, I'm looking to Jesus. But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. What made her whole? Her faith. Our faith. Ooh, our faith. Our faith is powerful. Our faith will change a thing. It's by our faith that we will see it come to pass. And faith is walking. Not by sight. Hallelujah. Not by what I'm seeing or hearing or smelling or tasting or feeling. It's walking by what I'm seeing, what God is showing me, what I'm feeling, what God is putting on my heart. Amen. Even if I got to get in that secret place and keep pressing in until my feelings, what God is feeling is what I'm feeling. Like, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm going to keep pressing in. I'm feeling peace. Yes, Lord, here we go. I'm feeling your peace that surpasses all understanding, that when everything on the earth is telling me to be distressed and or even be prideful and be this full and that full and whatever full, no. I'm feeling hopeful and peaceful and joyful. Hallelujah. And not revengeful and bitterful. Come on, somebody. And regretful and unforgivingful. Yes, shata y'all. But I'm full. I'm full with spirit and spirit and in truth. I don't know why, but the Lord keeps saying there's only one truth. We must press in until we come into alignment with that truth. Okay. Keep reading. Somebody said, keep reading. And the woman was made whole from that hour. No one on the earth was able to help her. She went to all the physicians. She spent all her money. All the things on the earth could have very well caused her to lean on her own understanding and give up and quit and say, this is my sentence. This is what it's going to be. Holy Spirit, may you put something in us. May you give us a wind, give us a vision, a perspective, a light, a glimmer of hope. Encourage us. Give us a second wind. That is not over, even as we are approaching the end of this year. It's not over. Hallelujah. Our miracle is upon us. Your miracle is upon you. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, yeah, we're not finished with the ruler still. The ruler is waiting. How is our waiting? The ruler is waiting faithfully. Waiting in hope, knowing that Jesus is going to do, the minute he arose to follow him, this thing is already done. That means my daughter is healed. So while we're waiting, the only thing I'm saying is, my daughter is healed. My son is healed. I am healed. My father is healed. My mother is healed. The situation is healed. My finances are healed. My job status is healed. Come on. The promotion is healed, meaning I got the promotion. My career is healed. My body is healed. My mind is healed. My emotions are healed. My home is healed. I don't know why that just came to me. I'm just going to say it. Holy Spirit knows the understanding. I'm not leaning on my own understanding. Our home is healed. So listen. Verse 23. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. What kind of noise were they making? Hallelujah. And he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleep. Lean not on thine own understanding. Lean not on thy own understanding. Because what it looks like is really not, that it has nothing to do with what God is saying. We got to lean, trust in the Lord. When it looks dead, trust in the Lord. When it looks over, trust in the Lord. When it looks dried up, trust in the Lord. When the rejection comes, trust in the Lord. When all the doors seem like they closed, trust in the Lord. When they're feeling overwhelmed, trust in the Lord. When there's no news, trust in the Lord. When we keep trying and coming out with the same results of nothing, trust in the Lord. Even as the success comes, trust in the Lord. So Jesus came into the house and there's minstrels, professional mourners, professional naysayers. Who are we listening to? Who is in our, like, in our circle? Sometimes we got to cut. If you ain't speaking in alignment with God, got to cut it off. I'm cutting it off. In this season, I got to cut you off. In this season, I got to mute. As a matter of fact, we can't even have certain conversations. Oh, Lord. Listen. Okay, it's scripture. Okay, some people got to get out. They cannot come into the next season. What else? Some ways can't come into our season of blessing and prosperity. Some attitudes, some thought processes. Did I say some people? Well, the Holy Spirit did. And we cannot bring everybody with us. What are we doing? And he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in. When they were put out, y'all got to get out, because you're creating this atmosphere needs to be one of miracle, like creating a miracle atmosphere. Not a debt atmosphere. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame hereof went abroad into all the land. Lord, take us by the hand. Take us by the hand and lead us, Lord Jesus. And lead us away from whatever it is that we need to be led, and whomever it is that we need to be led away from, and lead us into, oh God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for just your miracle working power, Lord God, in our lives, and providing, Lord Jesus, according to supplying our every need, according to your riches, hallelujah, in glory, oh God. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and a discernment, oh God, to recognize and be sensitive to this very season that we're in, and what we need to be listening to, what we need to be hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So I need to be hearing the word of God. I need to be in the word. Hallelujah. Some of us need to be in the church. That is for some of us, maybe not all of us. Mm-hmm. Maybe all of us. I hear even specific instruction for someone, all ones. No one, maybe one. Some of us need to be in the physically, have our physical bodies in the sanctuary. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're leaning not on our own understanding. This is not just words that, like, oh yeah, scripture says. Okay, now I'm going to go back and lean on my own understanding. I'm a practice. Let us put into practice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us put into practice leaning not on our own understanding. Make us aware, Lord God, when we're leaning on our own understanding, and make us aware when we're trusting in you, Lord, and we're leaning on you, Lord God, and make it uncomfortable. Make us uncomfortable with leaning on our own understanding, Lord God. Disrupt that place that I can't even lean on my own understanding, even if I try. It doesn't even taste good to me anymore. It doesn't even smell good to me anymore. It doesn't even feel good to me anymore, leaning on my own understanding. Make it where it's not even right. It just feels wrong to lean on my own understanding. Even convict us in that place, Holy Spirit, that I can't even, if I wanted to, I don't even want to. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I don't want to lean on my own understanding. We don't want to lean on our own understanding. You are the business idea. You are the success. Hallelujah. The way to success. You are the prosperity. You can breathe just just the simplest instruction and idea that seemed foolish to us. If we're leaning on our own understanding, we won't even catch the life-changing instruction and idea because it's so little, it's so nothing. We'll despise it and discard it and miss the life-changing in our situation, in our business, in our ministry, in our thing, because what you're telling us makes no sense. Ah, that's good. And when it makes no sense, hey, shataya, okay, I got something here. Let me go that way. Let me go the way of it doesn't make sense. Woo, my Father. Ooh, my Father. Yes, my Father who are in heaven. Yes. I don't know. Okay. I'm just in the joy of. Lord. We don't want to lean on our own understanding anymore. It doesn't serve us. And even if we think it's serving us, it's a falsie. It's a falsie. It's a hoodwink situation. We've been hoodwinked. And trust and guarantee there will come a time where it will be exposed. And I'm like, I shouldn't have leaned on my own understanding. In this season, in every season, I'm betting on God. Somebody say, that's not even right to bet on God. Okay, hallelujah. I'm putting everything on God. I'm putting my whole life on God. Everything I have, I'm putting it on God. Everything I own, I'm putting it on God. Everything I love, I'm putting it on God. Everyone I love, I'm putting them on God. I'm putting it on God. Because I can't save him. I can't help him. For real, for real. Shout out to y'all. And if I think I can, watch how the burden comes in and overtakes us. And breaks us down in a way that's not good. And God will disrupt the place. Ooh, Jesus. We thinking that we being somebody's savior and being somebody's God and preserving their life. The devil is a liar. Lean not on thine own understanding. I'm giving them to the Lord, even if it feels uncomfortable, like, ooh, this doesn't feel right. They might, right? And whatever those thoughts of that makes us, that has us kind of holding on to a thing and people and past stuff, that comes from a place that's a lie. It's fear-ridden, not faith-ridden. Not faith-driven. How about that? Because faith is it's a freeing thing. Fear is a bondage thing. Come on, somebody. I'm putting it on God. I'm giving them to God. How about God wants them? How about God wants it? Lord, open our eyes. Let us not be deceived. By these feelings of fear. Let us not be deceived by these feelings of these lies and these false narratives that we think is the truth narrative. No, let us not be deceived. Let us get in your word and let us just spend more time. How about this? How about we just take it and we bring it before the Lord and we sit there with it until we're sitting there without it. How about we sit there with it? Yes. Okay. I'm holding on to this thing and I'm holding on to this thing because I can't trust nobody and I can't trust nothing. And I'm holding on to this guilt and I'm holding on to this abandonment and I'm holding on to this rejection. I'm holding on. Yes. Hold on to it before the Lord and keep entering into his presence. I'm holding on to this. Things not fair and how come nothing good happens to me? I'm holding on. Okay. Hold on to it. Just hold on to it before the Lord. Hold on to it before the Lord and see. Get in his presence. Go to church. I'm telling you, somebody, this is the answer that we need. I'm going to church on Sunday, okay? You want to see me there? Come on. Go to New Life LA. It's 2600 La Brea Avenue. Okay, Los Angeles, California, 90016. This is the first time I ever. That's the church I go to. Okay, because God put me there. So just go. I don't even know why I just said that. It's the Holy Spirit. Oh my gosh. But I'm just going, and I'm gonna continue to get in His presence. I'm cutting out time, more time, more time. Okay, not y'all. I can give more time to Him. I can wake up early. I can wake up earlier. I can set some time aside. More time. More time. More time. More time. Boop, 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 boop. More time. Boop, boop. More time. And I'm sitting in His presence and I'm going before Him. I'm doing like the certain ruler did, worshiping Him. Worshiping Him and not the dead thing. Hello, because we can worship the dead thing. We can worship the bondage thing. That what is worshiping that thing looks like, talking about it all the time. Serving it, being dictated by it, accepting it, befriending it. No, I don't know. Gosh, okay, I don't. I'm just, okay. No, I'm going to go to the Lord. I'm going to keep getting in His presence, in His presence, in His presence, until I don't have it, until I'm not holding on to this thing, until I'm delivered. And because in that place, I'm more focused on Him, that He just took it out of my hands, delivered me from it, took the care off of me. Oh, what happens in that secret place with God? And we have to keep going there. Because it may not happen instantaneously, and it happens in the process of. Because also God wants us, He wants to be in relationship. He wants to us to learn Him in this relationship and see the wonders of just relationship. We learn how to do the relationship with Him. We know how to do relationships on this earth, okay? Earth. I said earth. I didn't say earth. I said earth. E-A-R-F, earth. Mm-hmm. So, God, we just thank You. Oh, Lord, how we thank You. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. That's it. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. I feel like the Lord is speaking that to me right now. Trust in the Lord. I know what it looks like. I also know what it will look like. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. Y'all, I can keep going. I feel like now I'm just beginning. I feel like this last 45 minutes or whatever, that was the pregame. Okay, but I don't have another 45 in this minute. So let's come back next Thursday. Same time, same place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and just see God, meet God, be with God, love on God, have Him love on us, encounter Him, and by our faith we shall be made whole. By your faith, by our faith, we shall walk into a land flowing with milk and honey. By our faith, hallelujah, healing. By our faith, prosperity. By our faith, promotion. By our faith, increase. By our faith, mind renewal. By our faith, deliverance. By our faith, reconciliation. By our faith, hallelujah, reboshikiandarayerobosikia. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we thank You, and we are trusting in You with all of our heart and leaning not on our own understanding. Listen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift His countenance towards you, and give you His peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Veishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.